The next word is debate. The word debate can be translated into Russian as debate. Pronounced debate. It is a noun, and in this context, refers to a formal discussion on a particular topic, in which opposing arguments are put forward. Example sentence. В университете состоялись дебаты о будущем искусственного интеллекта. V, in, at, on, pronounced, V. Университете. M, university, pronounced, университете. Состоялись. PL, took place, occurred, happened, pronounced, состоялись. Дебаты. PL, debates, pronounced, debate. O. Prep, about, concerning, regarding, pronounced, O. Будущим. N, future, pronounced, будущем. Искусственного. Aj, artificial, pronounced, искусственного. Интеллекта. M, intelligence, pronounced, intellecta. Translation. Debates about the future of artificial intelligence took place at the university. Key concepts. Gender of nouns. In Russian, nouns have gender. In this sentence, университет is masculine. Pluralization. The plural form of debate is the same as the singular form. Prepositions. The preposition or is used to express about and takes the prepositional case. Memorization tip. Associate the word debate with the Russian word debate. By thinking about a formal discussion where people are arguing and debating. Pronunciation. Debate. Colon. Debate. Университет. Colon. Университет. Intellecta. Colon. Intellecta. English. Debate / D small cap I stress BE small cap IT / Russian. Debate. / D small cap I stress BE T small cap I / The next word is song. The English word, song, translates to песня. Pronounced, песня, in Russian. Here is a sentence using the word. Я люблю слушать песни на русском языке. This sentence translates to I love listening to songs in the Russian language. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced, я, means, I, in Russian. It is the subject of the sentence, indicating who performs the action. Люблю. Pronounced, люблю, means, love, or, like, in the present tense. It is the verb of the sentence, describing the action. Слушать. Pronounced, слушать, means, to listen, in the infinitive form. It is used after the verb LUBLU, to form a complex verb phrase meaning, love to listen. Песни. Pronounced, песни, is the plural form of песня. Song. На. Pronounced, на, means, on, or, in, and indicates the language the songs are in. Русском. Pronounced, русском, is the masculine nominative singular form of the adjective meaning, Russian. The masculine form is used here, because it modifies the masculine noun. Языке. Языке. Pronounced, язык, means, language. The period signifies the end of the sentence. Helpful hints. Песня is pronounced with a soft N sound, like NY in onion, making it sound like песня. The stress in the word песня is on the first syllable. Язык is often pronounced with a hard K sound, like K in kite, So it can sound like Yazik, or even Yazik. Word translations. Song. Piesnya. Piesnya, to listen. Slushat. Slushat, Russian. Ruski. Ruski, language. Yazyk. Yazyk. The next word is object. The word, object, can be a noun, or verb, and in Russian, its translation depends on its function in the sentence. Here's a sentence using object as a noun, meaning item or thing. Настоящий красивый объект. Breakdown. На. Pronunciation. На preposition, meaning on. Story. Pronunciation. Stol, noun, meaning table. Лежал. Pronunciation. Лежал, verb, meaning lay, past tense, masculine singular. Красивый. Pronunciation. Красивый, adjective, meaning beautiful. Объект. Pronunciation. Object, noun, meaning object, translation. A beautiful object lay on the table. Important concept. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Here, красивый. Agrees with. Объект. Because it is masculine and singular. Variations. The word объект is also used in a more technical sense, such as objective or target. For example, цель – это военный объект. The target is a military object. Pronunciation. Объект. Объект. English to Russian translation. Object. Объект. Объект. The next word is maintain. Hash hash. Сохраняйте. Спокойствие. Поддерживайте. Концентрацию. Сохраняйте. Imperative form, plural, UPL. Maintain, SRHRANYAYT. Спокойствие. Noun, calmness, peace of mind, SPOKOYSTVA. I. Conjunction, and E. Поддерживайте. Imperative form, plural, UPL. Maintain, support, поддерживайте. Концентрацию. Noun. Концентрация. Концентрация. Translation. Maintain your composure and keep your concentration. Key concepts. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. In Russian, the imperative mood is different for singular and plural forms of you. The word. Поддерживайте. Is also used to mean support in addition to maintain. Pronunciation tips. The stress in сохраняйте falls on the third syllable. The stress in поддерживайте falls on the third syllable. The stress in концентрацию falls on the third syllable. The Y sound in спокойствие is like the Y in yes. The C in концентрацию is pronounced like the S in sun. English word. Maintain Russian word. Сохранять. Сохранять. English word. Concentration Russian word. Концентрация. Концентрация. The next word is credit. The word credit can be used in Russian in a few different ways. Here's an example sentence. У меня есть кредитную машину. Breakdown. У is a preposition that means at or with, in this case. Minna. My I is a personal pronoun meaning me or I, but in this case is acting as a possessive pronoun meaning my. Yest. Yest is a verb meaning to be or to have. Credit. Credit is a noun meaning credit, loan, or mortgage. Na. Na is a preposition meaning on or for. Mashunu. Mashinu is a noun meaning car. Translation. I have a car loan. Pronunciation. U. U. Minna. Minaya. Yest. Yest. Credit. Credit. Na. Na. Mashinu. Mashinu. Important notes. This sentence is in the present tense. To say, I had a car loan, you would change the verb. Yest. Yest. To. Bill. Bill and the noun. Credit. Credit. To. Credit. 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 Credit can also mean credit, as in credit card or credit history. Minna jest kreditnaya karta. Minna jest kreditnaya karta. I have a credit card. Niego хорошая кредитная история. Niego хорошая кредитная история. He has good credit history. English. Credit slash stress kr open air d small cap it slash Russian. Credit. Slash credit slash. The next word is ring. The word. Kutso. Koltso. Means ring in Russian, referring to a piece of jewelry worn on the finger. It is a neuter noun, so it takes the neuter declension. Here is a sentence using the word. Kutso. Na yer paltsu bula krasiva izolatoye kutso. Na means on and is a preposition. Yeah. Io is the genitive case of the feminine pronoun. Na owner meaning she. It is used to show possession, meaning her in this case. Paltsy. Paltsy is the prepositional case of the noun. Palits. Palits. Meaning finger. Bula. Bilo. Is the past tense of the verb to be in the neuter form. This is because the subject of the sentence is kutso, which is neuter. Krasivoye. Krasivoy. Means beautiful and is an adjective modifying. Kutso. Zolotoye. Zoloto. Means golden and is another adjective modifying. Kutso. Kutso. Koltso. Is the noun, ring, and the subject of the sentence. Translation. On her finger was a beautiful golden ring. Pronunciation. Koltso. Koltso. Colon, koltso, emphasis on the first syllable. Krasivoye. Krasivoy. Colon, krasivoye. Zolotoye. Zoloto. Colon, zolotoye. Key concepts. The word. Kutso. Koltso. Is a neuter noun, which means it takes the neuter declension. This is important to keep in mind when using it in sentences. The preposition. Na. Na. is used to indicate location, and can be translated as on. The genitive case is used to show possession, and can be translated as of or her in this case. Remember that the word kutso, kultso, can also be used figuratively to refer to a circle or a loop. The next word is discover. The English word discover can be used in the Russian sentence. On открыл новую планету. On. On. He, pronoun OTKRUL. Открыл. Discovered, past tense, masculine singular NOVU. Новую. New, feminine singular, accusative case PLANETU. Планету. Planet, feminine singular, accusative case. The sentence means, he discovered a new planet. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the form of the adjectives and verbs that agree with them. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, PLANETU is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb OTKRUL. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs conjugate, change form, to agree with the subject in person and number. In this sentence, OTKRUL is in the past tense, masculine singular, to agree with the subject on, he. Variations. OTKRUL is the past tense of the verb OTKRUVATERI. Открывать. To discover. The sentence can be used in different tenses, for example, ОНОТКРУЕТНОВУЮПЛАНЕТУ. He will discover a new planet. The subject can be changed to a different person or number, for example, ОНАОТКРУЛАНОВУЮПЛАНЕТУ. She discovered a new planet. Pronunciation. Он. Он. Открыл. Открыл. Новую. Новую. Планету. Планету. English-Russian translations. Discover. Открывать. Открывать планет. Планета. Планета. The next word is dead. The word dead in Russian is мертвый. Pronounced мертва. Here is an example sentence. Он был мертв, когда мы его нашли. Pronounced on bile mio TV, когда мы его нашли. Он. Он. Pronounced on HBRL. Б. Pronounced bile was MURTV. Мертвый. Pronounced Mio TV dead, masculine form KOGDA. Когда. Pronounced когда, when МЕРУ. М. Pronounced my we ЕГО. ЕГО. Pronounced ЕГО, him and ашали. Найти. Pronounced нашли, found, past tense. This sentence means, he was dead when we found him. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives and nouns must agree in gender. In this case, dead is an adjective, and he is masculine, so the adjective mertvый must also be masculine. There are also feminine and neuter forms. Feminine. Мертвый. Мертвая, neuter. Мертвые. Мертво. Past tense. The past tense of Russian verbs is formed by adding an ending that depends on the gender and number of the subject. In this case, the subject is он, he, so the past tense ending is л. Pronunciation tips. The т sound in мертвый is a hard t sound, similar to the t in t. train. The ver sound in mirtvli is a voiced V sound, similar to the V in vine. English to Russian. Bed. Mirtvli. Myotva. The next word is afternoon. The Russian word for afternoon is posliobit. Posliob. Here is a sentence. Я люблю гулять в послеобеденное время. Я люблю гулять в послеобеденное время. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, pronoun, nominative case, я, like, я, in, yacht. Люблю. Люблю, I love, verb, present tense, first person singular, люблю. Гулять. Гулять, to walk, to stroll, verb, infinitive, гулять. V in preposition, V like, V in very. Послеобеденное. Послеобеденно, afternoon, adjective, neuter gender, послеобеденно. Время. Время, time, noun, neuter gender, время. Key concepts, the adjective. Послеобеденное. Послеобеденно is in the neuter gender to agree with the noun. Время. Время. The preposition. V is used to indicate location. English translation. I love to walk in the afternoon. Pronunciation guide. Послеобед. 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 Послеобеденное. Послеобеденно. Послеобеденно. Word and pronunciation. Afternoon. Послеобед. 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 The next word is how. The word how in English can be used to ask questions about the manner in which something is done or happens. In Russian, there are several ways to express this concept, depending on the context. Here is a Russian sentence using the word ka-ka. Как. Meaning, how. Как ты готовишь этот суп? This sentence translates to, how do you cook this soup? Breakdown. Как. Pronounced, как, this is the word meaning, how, and it is the subject of this sentence. Ты. Pronounced, ты, this is the subject pronoun, you. It agrees in gender and number with the verb in the sentence. Готовишь. Pronounced, готовишь, this is the verb, to cook, in the present tense, second person singular. Этот. Pronounced, этот, this is the demonstrative adjective meaning, this, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun, soup. Soup. Pronounced, sup, this is the noun, soup. Key concepts. In Russian, the word order can vary more than in English. While the basic word order is subject-verb-object, it can be altered for emphasis or clarity. Russian has grammatical gender, so adjectives and pronouns must agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Russian verbs are conjugated, meaning they change their form depending on the subject and tense. Variations of ka-ka. Как. Can also be used to mean, like, or, as, in comparisons. For example, она красивая, как роза. She is beautiful, like a rose. Как. Can also be used in exclamations, for example, как хорошо. How good. Pronunciation. Как. Pronounced, как, with the, k, sound similar to the, k, in, kick. T. Pronounced, tie, with the, y, sound similar to the, y, in, yes. Готовишь. Pronounced, готовишь, with the stress on the second syllable. Этот. Pronounced, etot, with the stress on the first syllable. Soup. Pronounced, sup, with the stress on the first syllable. English translation. How, Russian translation. Kak. The next word is prefer. Hush hush. Breakdown. I, subject pronoun, nominative case. Predpochitayu, I prefer, verb, first person singular, present tense. Predpochitayu. Chai. KT, noun, masculine, nominative case. Chahi. Coffee. Kof, coffee, noun, masculine, nominative case. Kofie. Sentence meaning, I prefer tea to coffee. Key concepts. Word order. Subject, verb, object, direct object. Chai. Che is the direct object of the verb. Predpochitayu. Predpochitayu. Prepositions. The sentence does not use a preposition like, to, or, over. The meaning of preference is implied by the verb. Predpochitayu. Predpochitayu. Variations. Я предпочитаю читать книги, смотреть телевизор. Я предпочитаю читать книги, смотреть телевизор. I prefer to read books to watching TV. Я предпочитаю читать книги, смотреть телевизор. Он предпочитает работать дома. Он предпочитает работать дома. He prefers to work at home. Он предпочитает работать дома. Pronunciation. Предпочитаю. Предпочитаю. The stress is on the second syllable. Предпочитаю. Focus on pronouncing the ch sound as in chair and the y sound at the end as in y. Chai. Che. The stress is on the first syllable. Chahi. The y sound is similar to the I sound in bit. Coffee. Cof. The stress is on the first syllable. Cofie. The E at the end is pronounced similar to A. English. Prefer slash BR small cap I stress F reversed open air lengthened R slash Russian. Predpochitayu. Predpochitayu. Slash PR small cap ID stress P turned AT symbol 361 esh small cap IT turned AJU slash. The next word is extend. The word, extend, can be used in Russian in several ways. Here is a sentence using the verb perodelitayiri, high, prodlit, high, which means, to extend, to prolong. On prodlitsvayu patpiskuna jurnalna got. Breakdown. On, he, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Продлил. Продлил, extended, past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Продлить. Свою. Свою, his, her, its, their, possessive pronoun. Подписку. Подписку, subscription, noun. Feminine singular. Na. Na, on, preposition. Journal. Journal, magazine, noun, masculine singular. Na. Na, for, preposition. Got. Got, year, noun, masculine singular. Meaning, he extended his subscription to the magazine for a year. Variations. Продлит. Продлит, to extend, verb, infinitive. Продление. Продление, extension, noun, neuter singular. Pronunciation. Продлит. Продлит, продлит. Подписку. Подписку, подписку. Журнал. Journal, journal. English, extend. Продлить. Продлить, Russian. Продлить, high, продлить, high. The next word is possibility. There is a possibility that it will rain today. Есть возможность, что сегодня пойдет дождь. Breakdown. Есть. Pronounced, yes, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb, to be, beruteri, high, bite, high. It means, there is, or, there are. Возможность. Pronounced, возможность, this is the noun, possibility, and is in the nominative case. Что? Pronounced, chto, this is the conjunction, that. Сегодня. Pronounced, сегодня, this is the adverb, today. Пойдет. Pronounced, пойдет, this is the third person singular future tense of the verb, to go, идти. Идти. It is used in the context of weather, meaning, it will go, or, it will be. Дождь. Pronounced, дождь, this is the noun, rain. Key concepts. Word order. The basic word order in Russian is subject-verb-object. However, in this sentence, the subject is implied, making the word order verb-object. Tenses. Russian verbs have a complex system of tenses. This sentence uses the present tense for yesteryeri, and the future tense for peoikatkoyideyote. Nominative case. The noun veozemojenoesteyeri is in the nominative case, which is used for the subject of the sentence. Variations. Veozemojeno, this is an adjective meaning, possible, which can be used as a predicate adjective, like, it is possible that it will rain today. Translation. Possibility. Возможность. Pronounced, возможность, there is. Есть. Pronounced, yes. The next word is direction. The word, direction, has a few important concepts to understand. 1. Direction as a noun. This refers to the path, or course something takes. For example, what is the direction of the wind? Or, the teacher gave us clear directions for the assignment. 2. Direction as a verb. This means to guide, or lead. For example, the captain directed the ship through the storm, or, the student directed the play. Here is a sentence in Russian using, direction, as a noun. Он направился в направлении леса. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun, masculine. Nominative case, pronunciation, like, own. Направился. Направился. He headed, he directed himself, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronunciation, like, направился. The. In, preposition, pronunciation, like, the. Направление. Направление. Direction, noun, prepositional case, pronunciation, like, направление. Леса. Леса. Forest, noun, genitive case, pronunciation, like, леса. Translation. He headed in the direction of the forest. Key concepts. The preposition. The is often used with the prepositional case to indicate direction. The noun направление can be used in both the nominative and prepositional cases, depending on its role in the sentence. The word direction can be expressed by several different Russian words, depending on the context. For example, in this sentence, we used направление. Napravlini. But we could also have used Sturna. Storona. Side, or put. Put. Path. Pronunciation tips. Pay attention to the stress in the words. For example, in Napravlini. Napravlini. The stress is on the third syllable. Remember that Russian vowels have different sounds than English vowels. For example, the vowel I. I. In. Napravlini. Napravlini. Has a sound similar to the English E in C. Word and pronunciation. Direction. Napravлении. Направление. Направление. The next word is facility. The word facility can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the specific context. Here's an example sentence. The new hospital has excellent медицинские / медицинские medical учреждения / учреждения establishments, facilities. Here's a breakdown. Медицинские / медицинские medical. This adjective describes the type of facilities, emphasizing that they are related to healthcare. It's important to note the stress on the second syllable. Медицинские учреждения / учреждения establishments, facilities. This noun refers to the buildings or institutions themselves. The stress is on the fourth syllable. Учреждения. The sentence can be translated as the new hospital has excellent medical facilities. Additional information. You can also use the word удобство / удобств. Convenience, facilities, to refer to facilities in a more general sense. The word объект / объект. Object, facility, is also used to refer to a specific facility, often in a technical context. Pronunciation tips. Remember the stress in Russian words is often different from English. Pay attention to the sounds that are unique to the Russian language, such as the sh sound in учреждение / учреждения and the ch sound in медицинские / медицинские. Word and pronunciation. Facility, English, / удобство / удобств. Russian, facility, English, / учреждения / учреждения. Russian, facility, English, / объект / объект. Russian. The next word is variety. Hash hash. Разнообразие. Разнообразие, / разнообразие, / sentence. В этом магазине представлено большое разнообразие товаров. / в этом магазине предоставлено большое разнообразие товаров. / breakdown. Разнообразие. Разнообразие, noun, meaning variety, diversity. It is an abstract noun, so it does not change gender or number. V preposition, meaning in. Этом. Этом, this, demonstrative pronoun, masculine, singular. Магазине. Magazini, noun, meaning store. This is the masculine, prepositional form. Predstavlena. Predstavleno, past participle of the verb, to present, meaning, presented, displayed, or offered. Bashoyi. Balshoyi, adjective, meaning, big, large, great. This is the neuter, nominative form. Tavarov. Tavarov, noun, meaning, goods. This is the genitive plural of tavar. Tavar. Translation. In this store, a large variety of goods is presented. Helpful hint. The word variety is similar to varied and vary. The root of the word is vary. Try to use this word as a starting point for remembering other related Russian words. English and Russian. Variety. Raznobrazie. Slash razedarabrazie slash. The next word is daily. Hash hash. Yezhudnevna. Yakaojeuveuenivayeresiteyete. Yezhudnevna. Means daily. Every day, or on a daily basis. Breakdown. Ежедневно. Pronounced ежедневно is an adverb meaning daily. It is formed from the adjective ежедневный. Pronounced ежедневный meaning daily. Adverbs are often formed by adding the suffix -no to adjectives. Pronounced я means I. Хожу. Pronounced кожу is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Ходить. Pronounced кадит meaning to go or to walk. Ходить is a verb of motion, meaning it describes movement. Pronounced V means to or into. Университет. Pronounced Universität means university. The sentence means I go to university every day or I go to university daily. Key concepts. Russian verbs are conjugated, change form, to agree with the subject. Adverbs are used to modify verbs and adjectives. Verbs of motion often have different forms depending on the direction of movement. Variations. You can substitute other verbs for ходит, such as ездит. Pronounced ездит, meaning to travel. Ходит. Pronounced кадит, meaning to walk, or ходит. Pronounced кадит, meaning to go. Translation. Ежедневно. Pronounced ежедневно, daily. Pronounced я, I. Хожу. Pronounced кожу, go. Pronounced V, to. Университет. Pronounced университет, university. The next word is clothes. Hash hash. Одежда. Очень. Дорогая. Одежда. Очень. Дорогая. This sentence translates to the clothes are very expensive. Breakdown. Одежда. Pronounced одежда. This is the noun for clothes in Russian. It's a feminine noun, so the adjective дорогая agrees with it in gender. Очень. Pronounced O-C-H-N, this is the adverb meaning very. Дорогая. Pronounced дорогая, this is the feminine form of the adjective expensive. Variations. You can use different adjectives to describe the clothes, for example. Красивая. Pronounced красивая, beautiful. Modalia. Pronounced Modiania, fashionable. Comfortalia. Pronounced Comfortalia, comfortable. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender with the noun they describe. This means you have to learn the different forms of adjectives depending on the gender of the noun. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs, adding information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. English translation. Clothes. Одежда. Одежда, expensive. Дорогая. Дорогая. The next word is screen. The word screen can be translated into Russian as экран. Экран. It is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine form of the adjective беолерешаоекраткое. Большой. Big, to become беолерешаоекраткое экран. Большой экран. The sentence could be Na beo el yerisha o m e k r a n y p o k a z e y e r u v e a u t e n o v e y e r u I k r a t k o y e f I e l y e r I m. Na bolshoy ekran p o k a z I v e y t n o v I I film. Breakdown. Na. Preposition meaning on. Bashum. Bolshoy. Masculine form of the adjective big. Masculine form of беолерешаоекраткое. Большой. Big. Экран. Экран. Dative case of экран. Экран. Screen. The screen is the object being acted upon by the verb. Показывают. Показывают. Present tense third person plural of the verb показывать. Показывать. To show. Новые. Новые. Adjective meaning new. Фильм. Film. Masculine noun meaning film. Pronunciation. На. Sounds like на. Большом. Большой. Sounds like большой. Экране. Экран. Sounds like экране. Показывают. Показывают. Sounds like показывают. Новый. Новый. Sounds like новый. Фильм. Film. Sounds like film. Translation. On the big screen they are showing a new film. This sentence shows how the dative case is used to indicate the object being acted upon. It also uses the present tense third person plural of the verb показывать. Показывать. To show. You can use this sentence as a model to build other sentences with the word экран. Экран. Screen. Remember. Экран. Экран. Screen is masculine, meaning it will change the adjective ending. Good luck. The next word is track. The word track can have several meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here is an example using the meaning of track as a path or trail. Мы шли по узкой тропинке, которая вела к вершине горы. Мы. We. Шли. We're going, past tense. По. Along, on, by means of. Узкой. Narrow. Тропинки. Path, trail, the K is pronounced like a K in kick in Russian. Которая. Which, that. Вела. Led, P. past tense, the e in vela is pronounced like the in father in Russian. Ka. To, toward. Vyshuny. Peak, summit, the e in vershanye is pronounced like the e in get in Russian. Goru. Mountain. Translation. We walked along a narrow path that led to the top of the mountain. Key concept. The word track is often translated as tropinka. Pronounced tropinka or daroga. Pronounced daroga, which means road, depending on the context. Variations. Tropa. Pronounced tropa, a more rustic and unpaved path. Sled. Pronounced sled, a footprint or trace left behind. Put. Pronounced put, a general path or journey. Pronunciation guide. Tropinka. Tropinka, the p is pronounced like a p in pin in Russian. Daroga. Daroga. Tropa. Tropa. Sled. Sled. Put. Put. The next word is back. The word back in English has many meanings and can be used in a variety of ways. In Russian, the word назад, pronounced назад, can mean back in many of the same contexts. Here's an example sentence. Я хочу вернуться назад. I хочу. Хочу, I want. Вернуться. Вернуться, to return. Назад. Назад, back. Translation. I want to go back. This sentence uses the verb. Вернуться. Вернуться, which means to return, and incorporates the word. Назад. Назад, to emphasize the direction of the return. This sentence demonstrates how the word назад, назад is used to indicate a return to a previous location. English, / back Russian. Назад, / назад. The next word is dance. The word dance in Russian is танец, pronounced танец. Here is an example sentence. Я люблю танцевать на вечеринках. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced я, I, subject pronoun. Люблю. Pronounced люблю, love, verb, present tense, first person singular. Танцевать. Pronounced танцевать, to dance, verb, infinitive. На. Pronounced на, on, preposition. Вечеринках. Pronounced вечеринках, parties, plural noun, in the prepositional case. Translation. I love to dance at parties. Key concept. The verb танцевать. Танцевать. Is an infinitive. In Russian, infinitives end in tayeri. Temyaki znak. The present tense form of the verb танцевать. Танцевать. In the first person singular is танцую. Pronounced танцую. However, since любите-ери, любит, is a verb of liking or disliking, you can use the infinitive form after it to express the action of liking or disliking. Word pronunciation and translation. Dance. Танец. Танец, to dance. Танцевать. Танцевать. The next word is completely. # completely. Sentence. Он полностью понял задачу. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun, nominative case, masculine gender, Singular PLANOSTERU. Polastu. Completely, adverb, meaning, in full, entirely, thoroughly PONYAL. PONYA. Understood, verb, past tense, masculine gender, singular ZADHU. ZADHU. Task, noun, accusative case, feminine gender, singular. Meaning, he completely understood the task. Variations, the adverb. Polastu. Can be replaced with other synonyms like Savyashenna. Completely, absolutely, or Tsuikom. Entirely, wholly. Key concepts. The use of the accusative case for the noun. Zadachu. Because it is the direct object of the verb. Ponya. The past tense verb. Ponya. Is conjugated according to the gender of the subject, he. Pronunciation. On. O-H-N-P-O-L-N-O-S-T-E-R-U, P-O-L-N-Y-A-L, P-O-N-Y-L-Z-A-D-H-U, Zadachu. Translation, completely. Polastu. Polastu. The next word is female. The word, female, in Russian is Zhenshina. Zhenshina. This word is a noun, and is used to refer to an adult woman. Here's an example sentence. Эта женщина очень красивая. Это. Это. This feminine, singular. Женщина. Женщина. Woman. Очень. Очень. Very. Красивая. Красивая. Beautiful, feminine, singular. Translation. This woman is very beautiful. Important note. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Here, красивая is in the feminine singular nominative case to agree with женщина. Pronunciation. Женщина. Женщина. The ZH sounds like the S in pleasure. The CH is like the CH in chair. The at the end is short and sounds like the in father. Красивая. Красивая. The K is similar to the K in kite. The R is like the R in red. The A at the end is short and sounds like the A in father. Additional notes. Девушка. Девушка. Is another common word for a woman. It translates to girl or young woman, but can also be used for a woman of any age. It is a more informal term than женщина. Женский. Женский is the masculine adjective form of женщина and means female or feminine. It's used to describe something that's related to women, for example, женская краткое журнал, women's magazine, or женская краткое пол, female sex. English, female Russian. Женщина. Женщина.